What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours trying to figure out something to talk about.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
Ooh.
We're still reeling a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
Crab diving over hearing Mueller's voice for the first time.
Very strange.
And how he disturbingly sounds like Representative Clippert from Washington State.
Yes, yes.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
There's a strange, like, there's a similar cadence and a similar, it just sounds like,
maybe
he
not,
sounds like,
yeah,
that
yeah,
bit.
Maybe not intellect, just sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
God, you know that Clippert guy practiced that.
Well, he wrote it all down.
He wrote it all down,
but I think
he practiced it.
Yeah, I think he just copy pasted a lot of it. Like the definition of sadism?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Ooh. Please continue.
Please continue. Oh, yes.
I mean, he sounds like he worked on it. I'm just saying. Oral, anal, vaginal, rectal. He knows what he's doing.
His neighbors must have loved it.
Oh, yeah. It must have been strange.
Or that was one of his sermons. Wasn't he a Pentecostal preacher, dude?
Oh, yes.
Because that's always the best idea to have in government.
They're like, man, I finally paid attention one Sunday.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter and the Instagram, and Crab Diving on Facebook. And if you want to help us out here or I don't know how to say this. Thanks to those who do.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Continue to help us out here
God
by buying
it.
Shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you're going to buy something. And we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Only helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Yay.
Still my favorite accent.
Scottish?
Oh, by far, yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and case closed, I guess.
Oh, what, yeah, thanks.
What do we want to...
Case closed. Thanks.
He said thanks.
He did. What we're talking about, everybody, if you've been under a rock today, which, you know, go ahead. Not the rock. I mean, unless you're fucking the rock. But,
be careful.
And then we're not judging whatever position you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob Mueller, inexplicably, I woke up this morning and all of a sudden there were alerts going off that Mueller's going to speak today.
Yeah.
The clouds parted. Arthur.
Yeah.
Arthur. And
I'm not dead yet.
Bob Mueller Bob Mueller decided to give a little pressy.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't. It was just a statement.
Right.
And, you know, pretty coy.
Pretty boring.
But not. The thing is, he's walking on eggshells enough that it gives Trump or the dummies room to say, hey, he still said no collusion, right. No obstruction.
It's a strategy.
But this, it's just not what he said at all.
Right.
And today
right.
he even reiterated, look, if we could have exonerated the president, we would have.
But we couldn't.
And he also underlined the fact that we from the outset knew that we could not indict.
No shit.
A sitting president.
Right. Right.
So the choices were exonerate or not.
And they didn't.
And they couldn't.
Those are the only choices.
Therefore, telling you. And then all the footnotes everywhere saying, by the way, Congress can do this. Congress is the way that one polices criminal activities by a president. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. Say no more.
Hello.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Spam, 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 spam.
But, Mueller, it was kind of the opposite.
Right.
And all of the pundits are saying, oh, well, holy shit. Now they got to impeach him. This was Mueller saying, hey, Congress.
Right.
Yo, dudes.
Do your fucking job.
Here you go.
Do your fucking job.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's just jump into the headlines.
Yay.
I'm sure it's going to be about Bob Mueller. Over to the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Sure enough. Mueller, no exoneration, hints at impeachment.
God. Can't he just say it?
What Drudge says.
Although, can't he just say it? Can't he just say, listen, it's my opinion.
Well, but
this motherfucker can be impeached. Why can't he just say that?
Well, that's not how Bob rolls.
Oh, okay, Bob. Well, shit, man. I mean,
but they did, oddly, after he spoke, there were still the questions of, well, look, if it weren't for the DOJ. It's a recommendation. It's not even a fucking rule.
Or
I guess it's a rule,
right.
But it's not a law. It's never been litigated whether you can indict a sitting president.
So why didn't they just try?
It's just the DOJ saying, well, you know, we don't think it should. And because that's his boss and that's who he worked for, Mueller abided by that.
God.
And he said from the outset, we knew we could not. Well, I mean, here, listen to the mellifluous tones.
Right.
Of Bob Mueller. It was a little disconcerting because
yes.
for 2 years now, we've been seeing him in meme.
Right.
In photo, in, you know, oh, my God, there
are
he
you
is
disappointed?
At Starbucks kind of thing. But he never said a fucking word.
You're disappointed in his voice, aren't you?
Like Rudolph Valentino.
That's why
his career ended.
Yeah,
Rudolph Valentino when the talkies started because he was the big leading man lover. And then they turned down the volume and he's like, I love you. I think you're great.
Probably right. You wanted it to sound like Brian fucking Williams.
Yes.
That's what you wanted. Not everybody's Brian Williams.
Well, you know, maybe a little more basso.
Yes.
oh, yes.
Here's Bob Mueller.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
I mean, that's a little unambiguous.
Yeah. So why? But he can't just say, hey, Congress, you guys should impeach him. He just can't plainly say it.
Well, no, that's not his. I mean, privately, maybe. But
right.
And that may be what Congress would ask him. He probably wouldn't answer. But if they were to call him in, they may not call him in now. Because he also kind of said, look, if you call me in for testimony, I'm going to hand you my report.
Bullshit.
And say, here's my testimony. Well, I'm just saying that's what he said today.
But isn't he, I mean, if he's a private citizen and Congress calls him in to testify, he has to fucking go,
well,
right?
That,
and answer the fucking questions.
Well, right. But he's just warning them. It's going to be boring. It's going to be exactly what's on.
Yeah.
Defecation.
It's going to be that. Definitely bring him in then.
So, yeah, this is very unambiguous.
Yes.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Here's more. He's about the investigation.
Right. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here.
Okay.
2 years ago,
are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus Christ!
The press got word of this, and they had to—they probably had to snipe him off of the lawn to keep him from kicking in the doors to get in.
Well, did he take public speaking at all or anything like that?
He's a lawyer. He was a attorney, prosecutor. Well,
he has a job where he speaks to the public sometimes. Director of the FBI. I mean, all this other shit.
They don't talk to the public. They talk to the Congress.
I mean, public. My point is, I'm shocked by his voice and his delivery and all that shit. I'm shocked.
The acting attorney general asked me to serve as special counsel, and he created the special counsel's office. The appointment order directed the office to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. This included investigating any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public.
Largely.
We are formally closing the special counsel's office. And as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life.
Wow. Shit.
Maybe, I don't know. I doubt it, but maybe he'll, once he's officially resigned and no longer works for Barr, he'll be more amenable to having a chat or two, but, probably not.
Yeah.
He seems to make it pretty clear.
It's odd to me that people have to be amenable, because if you're subpoenaed to talk to Congress, who gives a fuck if you want to go or not? Don't you just have to fucking go?
Well, yeah, but he's again saying you're not going to learn anything outside of what's in my report. I mean,
shit, man. If I was a Congress,
I would still call him in, of course. Because
if I'm a congressperson, I'm saying, I don't know about that, but you're going to answer my fucking questions, buddy.
You might get him to admit something eventually. Oh. But, and it's not up to him whether he testifies in public or not either.
It's up to Congress, right?
Congress to decide. Mueller said, quote, "A president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional," which has not been determined.
Yeah. So why the fuck is he saying
charging
that?
The president? Well, because that's the opinion of his department.
Okay.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Shit.
So from the outset, they could not consider charging Trump with a crime. So all they could do was wrap up in a really nice, pretty bow, a big pile of steaming Trump shit.
Yes.
And say, here, check this out.
Yeah.
Sift through this.
But
look at the nibbles of corn in there that.
Oh, my God. I mean, they must have known giving this to Congress. I mean, why can't he just say impeach the guy? Why can't he say that? Why does it have to be veiled and all that shit? I don't fucking get it.
That's how Mueller rolls.
At some point, we just need people to speak plainly about what we need to do with this motherfucker.
He hinted at, they're saying he hinted about impeachment.
Yes.
When he said, the U.S. Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. Just letting y'all know.
Oh, my God.
The U.S. Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system. Bob Mueller is saying, I'm in the criminal justice system.
Yes.
This is, by definition, the Department of Justice.
Right.
I am in that system. The Constitution and their interpretation of it says you can't indict the president while he's president. The criminal justice system cannot indict him. So he's saying, but we have a way to get him, Congress. You know, just so you know.
I read an article on The Root that ripped him a new asshole for this vagueness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, The Root, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, it's like, why are we being coy at this point? Just say it. If you think he should be impeached, say he should be fucking impeached.
I mean, he did, not in deplorable terms, or not in any term that that any Trump supporter would remotely understand.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, it's the whole way Trump has been handled since the beginning. They don't want to say he lied. It's manipulating the truth or whatever the fuck. You know, no one ever speaks in plain terms about this motherfucker. He's a racist. He's a fascist. Well, Nadler, you don't hear that.
Nadler today afterwards put out a statement, said Mueller said the president lied about this.
Yeah.
We now know that the president and the attorney general lied about this. Mueller said his office was guided by principles of fairness. And, quote, it would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of an actual charge. So that we heard about that earlier, that that was one of the reasons was, look, appears to say we could accuse this guy the fuck out of a shit ton of crimes. But because we don't have a mechanism for him to respond, like every citizen has the right to.
Yes.
Then it would not be fair to put those out there, and he would have no recourse or to answer them in the criminal justice system. But you know who can do it, Congress, says Mueller in the subtext.
God damn.
You know who can do it. Here's a couple hundred pages of 10. We just picked 10 instances of obstruction of justice that you guys can run the fuck away with. Yeah. Run with it, boys and girls.
Yay. This country needs a little leadership. They need someone to come out and say, he should be impeached. Here's what we need to do. No one's stepping up. You know what I mean? Nancy doesn't want to impeach. She has some bullshit fucking strategy.
But they keep saying, quote, we will not comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about the president. In other words, that question, they came out with a statement, a printed statement after he spoke, answering the question of, okay, if there wasn't that rule, you would have indicted the fuck out of him, right?
Right.
And he won't speculate on that.
Yeah.
Because they,
we're not even
from the beginning, were unable to. So.
And that's his interpretation of the rule, right? That's not everyone's
boss's interpretation of the rule.
That's Bill Barr's interpretation of the rule, right?
Department of Justice.
Bill Barr's, Bill Barr's interpretation is you can't indict a president.
That's what he wrote that 19-page suck letter, opinion letter about to audition for the role. He out of the blue wrote a, I don't know, to whom it may concern, the world letter. It said he was saying that there shouldn't even be a special counsel.
How depressing.
You can't, he kind of said you can't investigate a president if you can't charge him with anything. Which, we of course howled in derision at, and every decent person did, but that's how they're trying to spin it.
I mean, but it's like, it's so frustrating. We're just getting fucked. We're getting fucked by Bill Barr.
And one guy brought up, a pundit today on tally brought up, okay, and that's bollocks, too, that that they can't be indicted. We just have to look at that as utter bullshit, because if this guy said, if Trump took out an axe and murdered people in the Rose Garden,
right,
in front of everyone's eyes, he would be indicted.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they would figure out a way to indict a sitting president. So it is bullshit that a sitting president should not be indicted.
So I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a little frustrated with Robert Mueller. Why not be bold? Why not just fucking do it? His boss says he can't. You mean his bullshit boss, his bullshit Billy Barr boss. I mean,
Bob Mueller is also a lifelong Republican prosecutor.
So he's fine with our country getting fucked by Russia.
No, No, that's what he was adamant about today. He hammered that home a bunch of times that about Russia's interference. And what else did he said? He said, I hope and expect this to be the only time I will speak about this matter. I'm making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this. So they were speculating whether Bill Barr told him you can't do it.
Yeah.
He said, the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
We're all playing by the rules while some fascist just sets our country on fire. God, this is hilarious.
I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. That allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Wow.
Especially the one in the fucking White House who still is like, well, you know, he can't admit that Russia interfered because it would delegitimize his presidency any more than it could be. But
the thing is,
his tiny little mind,
he knows he can't be exonerated. So Bob Mueller knows Donald Trump is guilty of bad shit. And he is admitting that he's powerless to do anything about it. Our Congress might not do anything about it. And we're just waiting for the fucking elections.
Well, he's in his job, which was to send the report.
Yeah.
And short of, I mean, he didn't, not even short of, he said, Congress has the power. We can't.
Yeah.
Congress has the power to do this. Here you go.
Right.
With appendices and lots of footnotes. Here you go.
If there's any time for someone to speak plainly, it would have been that moment. I'm sorry. This veiled bullshit language. Well, I mean, I know that's not how he rolls and all that shit, but it's fucking ridiculous. We need someone in this country, somebody in power somewhere to say, hey, he should be impeached. But nobody can say that. Not one fucking person.
Well, lots of people are saying it. It's just
Democrats
that are in charge in the House who are saying we don't know. But today, Nadler has been pretty steadfast for a little while now that he's past the point now.
Yeah.
that we now have plenty of evidence and they should start impeachment proceedings. And most, you know, unless you wallow over in the fecal mist of Fox News.
Color me there. It burns.
Which I'd love. I'm going to go over to Fox News and see what they're saying about it.
I can't even imagine.
But unless you're in that little bubble pit of lies and misinformation, everybody is saying, oh, well, this is Mueller's big red bow wrapped recommendation to Congress that you got to impeach this guy. You guys now have the ball.
You know, there was more. It seemed like there was more excitement to see Bill Clinton impeached over come on a dress and lying about it and all that shit. This is insane. This is fucking insane, dude. We should be so disappointed on our government. I mean, I really am. I across the board. No one's standing up to this fucking guy. Not once. We thought when he got elected, the Republicans eventually would abandon Trump after they got their tax breaks. No fucking way.
Over at the Drudge Report, there are, it says Mueller retires, closes office, charging Trump not option. And then above the fold, there's three little lines. It says Mueller slaps president on way out.
Nah.
Could not clear him of obstruction! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Fuels impeachment push.
Shit.
Those are the headlines of Drudge.
Oh, that's good.
Now let's check.
At least Drudge. At least Drudge can say the word impeachment. Amazing.
Now let's sully my computer with Fox News.
Oh shit, dude. Put a condom on that thing.
I'm opening an incognito window.
Oh, really? You don't want anybody to know you went there?
I don't want Fox to know I went there.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
want
to pay their fucking ads and all that shit.
No, fuck that. Good call.
The headline says, pressure on Pelosi. House Speaker forced to address Dems' growing calls for Trump impeachment after Mueller address.
Yeah. Wow.
Brett Baer says Mueller's statement on probe is no collusion, no obstruction.
Yeah.
That's a
I mean,
it says Greg Jarrett.
Yes.
Says, oh well, Greg Jarrett's a Trump whore. The two faces of the special counsel have been revealed.
God, you know, so it's interesting. So if they don't do an impeachment and there's not a hearing on that, then what happens to the Mueller report? Does it just get boxed up?
I mean, laminate them, make a coffee table.
He gets away with it. He gets away with it. That's disgusting.
Well, I don't think he's gonna. Well, he may get away with that, but there's no way he's getting away with everything. Because once he leaves that office,
right?
SDNY is perched and awaiting to pound him and his organization with a shit ton of stuff.
And you know what? If I'm a Republican. If I'm a dirty ass fucking Republican that wants Russia to help me out in an election, I'm going to do it. You know why? Because I'm not going to pay for it. I won't get in trouble for it.
Well, yeah,
he got away
precedent.
With it.
It's a bad precedent.
He got away with it.
That's why China, if you're listening,
I mean,
we know
God.
We know you guys hate Trump. So, you know, what the hell? Jump in.
I'm trying. I mean,
jump
I don't,
in. America's yeah. open for open for. I don't know.
Right. I
bottle
you know,
fucking.
Here's what I don't understand. I don't mean to obsess on this, but that lame ass speech from Bob Mueller, why make it? What was the point in that? Just to kind of hint at shit?
Well, and I think it's a shot at it's a shot at Barr too. By Mueller's thoroughly contradicting what Barr said that hey,
yeah.
Look at no collusion, no obstruction. And Mueller today said, that's not what we said at all.
Is it what you said? Is it because Bob Mueller's a Republican?
I don't.
And that's his own fucking party.
I don't necessarily think that's the primary driving of it. But I mean, he was the head of the FBI. He's a cop. He's a conservative.
Yeah.
He's a prosecutor.
I don't know that he.
I think it would be fair, but I think he would be fair to the point of irritation, which is what we're experiencing.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand how it's fair to us for him not to say impeachment, for him not to state plainly what the fuck is going on. I don't know how that's fair to the country. I mean, what does he think it's like gauche or something to say that, to get too emotional? Tick.
I guess he's trying to show impartiality like he's supposed to. But at some point, I mean.
But it's not impartiality.
You can't be impartial.
But it's not impartiality. I mean, if he has the evidence and it says Trump should be impeached, then not saying that isn't being impartial. That's lying, or it's not lying. It's just not. It's not being clear. It's not being forthcoming. It's not, I don't know that it's impartial. It's trying to be impartial.
So that's the, what the drudgies and the foxies have
Yay.
To say.
So I guess we just sit around and wait Fox for Nancy. Nation. We wait for Nancy to feel like, okay, we're going to impeach him. Let's do
it. Well, they should at least start inquiries. They don't have to start drafting articles of impeachment, but the process takes a while, and they should start an inquiry. Their argument is we kind of already have without the I word attached
See,
to it.
Yeah.
But the I word would also carry an impeachment inquiry also carries a bigger stick than just, hey, we want to take a look at shit. Could you send it over when you get a chance, buddy?
It's like, when's the bigger stick? When would you want the bigger stick? This is bigger stick time, don't you think?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I thought they should have started impeachment inquiry a while ago.
Yeah,
and called it that.
It's just so goddamn ridiculous. I mean, I wasn't expecting fireworks to go off with this Mueller thing, but what a fucking disappointment. What I mean, picking his words so fucking carefully.
Yeah. But that's what he did in the report. It's 400 pages of picking words very carefully.
He just didn't say impeachment. I guess he didn't feel like it was necessary.
I want to see if there's one or two possibly less inclined members of his staff. Of the 17 angry Democrats, 18 angry Democrats, which they're not. But, you know, if any of them start speaking out or...
Dude, I'm sure there's... Like they're pissed off with how Bob handled the statement and presenting the report. People on his staff, they want him to do more with it. Is that what you're saying? Maybe?
Yeah. Or they will just come out and say, hey, Trump should be impeached. Trump, these are obvious, you know, it's pretty obvious what's in our report.
How sad, man. We just need someone to lead this shit, to lead the charge against this obvious monster enemy, and there's just not anybody stepping up.
So those are your headlines. I mean, you know, damn. What else could it be?
Right.
It's all Mueller. All Mueller all the time.
Oh, God, I just didn't expecting to be so fucking boring, too. What a horrible speaker. Not to be a dick or anything, Bob, but Jesus fucking Christ. Did you have coffee before you made the most important press of your career? Did you have a cup of coffee?
There's a story right now. It says the number of House and Senate Democrats now supporting impeachment have skyrocketed after Mueller went on telly.
Yeah. Well, it's a young...
1 hour...
Is it the younger ones, you know, or just everybody?
Reading. 1 hour before special counsel Robert Mueller began his remarks, effectively saying out loud the key points he had already written in his report, two House Democrats called for Congress to begin an impeachment proceeding, bringing the number to 34. It says right now, just 4 hours. This is I don't know what time it was. So, you know,
right.
Pretty soon. Pretty recent. 4 hours after Mueller concluded his 9-minute press event, the number has jumped to 50.
Shit.
Including five of whom are saying, go for full impeachment. Not right. Even, don't even bother with an inquiry.
Because everyone else is doing it. And do you want to be the one guy on the side of history who's like, I think we should wait? Fuck no.
Emily Singer, who's a political reporter for Share Blue, is keeping track of all the representatives and senators who are calling for impeachment or an inquiry.
Yes.
Another representative says, I fully expect the responsible House committees to now expedite their investigations and as soon as possible, formally draft articles of impeachment. That's Representative Betty McCollum.
Nah, just wait around and let him go to war with Iran. That's good. Just wait.
Among the 50 are Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Joaquin Castro, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Pramila Jayapal, Earl Blumenauer.
You know,
they give a phone number where you can call your member of Congress and tell them, impeach the motherfucker.
What do we? I want to see someone go after Donald Trump on the Democrats the way I don't know, some of these Republican lunatics went after Hillary for nothing. I want to see that. Where is that our side?
But they do. It's just they have something. They have tons of somethings to go after him about. Right. Everything they went after Hillary about was a lie.
Yeah. I mean, they made her sound like the second coming of fucking Satan.
I mean, they should have gone after her more, I guess. Well, Trump couldn't really go after her about the whole super predator line after he took out 2-page ads in every newspaper in New York one day to call for the heads of the Central Park Five.
Oh, God. And, you know, you can't help but wonder what the...
Who were exonerated.
Yes, yes.
E.T. Dubs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if even one of these weird little fucking scandals that went on during the Trump administration happened during Barack Obama's presidency, that the Republicans would be screaming bloody fucking murder at the top of their fucking lungs like little bitches.
Oh, yeah. When he was in, I don't think we talked about this on the show, but when he was in his last visit, I don't know if he was in, I think it was when he stopped in Alaska, maybe.
Yes.
On the way to Japan.
Right.
And there's a picture of those a group of airmen that had patches made that say,
oh, God.
Make airmen great again, with a picture of Trump.
Yeah.
Cartoony kind of picture of Trump pointing at him like, hey.
God. How dumb.
The terrifying, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine an Obama.
Oh, get the fuck out of here,
someone,
dude. Please.
We would still, in the Senate, there would still be, Lindsey Graham would be heading up the Obama patch inquiry still.
Well, if somebody put a Black Lives Matter patch on,
oh,
they'd lose their fucking shit.
I guess they're looking into that now. They say the
oh, yeah.
They're looking into whether that was, they broke the military code by having those patches.
Because it's his campaign slogan.
And they're not supposed to have political.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you can put your beaver mascot on or whatever, but you can't.
This is my marmot.
You can't have a.
I love him.
Blatantly political.
Ooh.
Or religious.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
I guess elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
If there is anything else, this is all. Everything is about Mueller today.
Well, case closed, man. It's done.
Well, you know, let's go there. That's a great idea. Real Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump on the Twitter. In response to this, he's got a couple of other pretty fun tweets today. In response to this, he really hasn't said much except for this short one.
Yes,
nothing changes. From the Mueller report, there was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent.
God.
The case is closed! Exclamation point. Thank you.
You know, see, the I word would have made that statement more difficult for him to say, because he would have to address it. He would have to, Donald Trump would say it. He would say something about it.
Then he retweeted, I think this is a Fox asshole. Oh, no. National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign.
Yes.
Kayleigh McEnany.
Right.
I think she's been on Fox sometimes and has said some really stupid
fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Kayleigh McEnany tweeted, now it's time to turn the origins of the Russia hoax. Turn to the origins of the Russia hoax and get to the bottom of why the Trump campaign was spied on by the Obama DOJ and FBI.
Ah, fuck these idiots. Fuck these idiots. I mean, I get it. That's what Nancy's afraid of, right? She's afraid that if she goes for impeachment, it doesn't happen, then that'll be, they'll use that as proof that Trump didn't do anything. That it was a hoax. But see, they're already using this line anyway.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they're going to use that anyway. That's all they got.
So why not just do it?
So that's, and then he retweeted Sarah Sanders' White House statement.
Right.
And he pinned it.
God. Ugh. What did she say?
Look. The special counsel has completed the investigation, closed his office, and has closed the case. Mr. Mueller explicitly said that he has nothing to add beyond the report and therefore does not plan to testify before Congress. The report was clear. There was no collusion, no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction. Bill Barr confirmed there's no obstruction.
See, this special... This is the issue with him not saying impeachment, though.
Special Counsel Mueller also stated that Attorney General Barr acted in good faith in his handling of the report. That's not what he said.
He said he lied.
He was very specific when he said that he believes the Attorney General acted in good faith in releasing that version of the report. He was very, very specific in his words, because right. we all saw that letter he sent to Bill yes. Barr saying, WTF, dude, what you just told the American people ain't what I sent you.
Right. You lied.
So this is bullshit from the White House, from Sarah Sanders. I know you'll be shocked to learn that Sarah Sanders Jeez. Is uttering an untruth.
Gosh, she's lying. Jeez. Wow.
After 2 years, the special counsel is moving on with his life, and everyone else should do the same.
Fuck
said
that.
Sarah Sanders.
See, like, he could have said impeachment. He could have said impeachment, and she would have to address it. And they would have to address it. You know? It just put it out there and let them fucking deal with it.
Refer to it as the I word.
Yeah. He can't. See, he's afraid of it. He can't even say it. So why not say it? And then make all his other idiot fuck minions have to address it and talk about it. And then maybe they'll get tired of it. You know?
And, you know, there's a large amount of people out there, and a lot of people that know Trump pretty well, like people, you know, these longtime biographers or, yes. or the dude that co-wrote or actually wrote Art of the Deal.
Oh, right, right.
And David K. Johnson, who's been sued by Trump and has yes. Written about him. And Glenn Kirshner is a former prosecutor
yeah.
that I think dealt with some shit. But all these people are saying that to think that Nancy's wrong when she says Trump is goading us into impeaching him. Because with that sad little ego that he's yes. got, or sad massive ego, that right. he's glass,
massive.
1 micron thick glass, the ego that he's got,
yeah, yeah,
is that he won't be able to stand being impeached. Because what's the first thing people say about Bill Clinton? What's the asterisk to Bill Clinton's presidency?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Impeached.
The second president impeached while in office. So I don't think Trump wants to be remembered that way.
Yeah.
He wants to be on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
And have his Nobel Prize. And
yeah, yeah.
every street in the nation named Trump.
I think his ego is like the leg lamp in A Christmas Story.
Oh, it's
that fragile. Fragile.
It's a very important award.
Oh, yes. It's a major award.
It's a major award. That was the caption for a lot of the when Trump was handing the giant trophy to the sumo.
Oh, was it really?
It's a major award.
It's a major award. Oh, this fucking moron.
The President's Cup, I call it. And it'll be hopefully they'll use it for hundreds of years.
Ridiculous.
Big tacky.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Of course.
What the fuck? He's got these gold curtains in the fucking White House. Oh, God. What a dick. What a fucking dick.
So let's see. Let's see what happens today. Let's see what happens. We know what, you know, your Jim Jordans and your Mark Ooh. Meadows and your all your other Trump whores, GOP team treason, are going right. to be saying.
Man, I mean, you know, it's weird. If I was Nancy Pelosi, I might have a hard time not wanting to do impeachment because, and this is going to make me sound like an asshole. I don't give a fuck. I'd want to be known as the person to take this motherfucker out. I'd want to be known as the person that called for impeachment, that led the charge.
Well,
I would love that legacy.
How is history going to, who's going to look better in history? Jim Jordan or Justin Amash?
Well, Justin Amash, right. Of course.
He had a pretty amazing town hall.
Yeah.
Either yesterday or the night before.
Right.
And back at, and I didn't know what to expect. It's Trump country.
Yes.
And he got like three different standing O's of people saying, we applaud you for your courage and we're happy that you're standing up for the actual country instead of the party.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really fucking nice.
And you know, some people thought it was going to be some giant, massive, Trump fest, that there were going to be a lot of maggots there yelling at him, there were only a couple. The first one that I saw was
Justin Amash has an A rating from the NRA. Just let you
the
know.
First, well, he's a conservative.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope,
shit,
gone.
I don't know.
The
sorry, well, dude.
No, we can move along. I've got, when was Justin Amash? We're talking about his. Oh yeah, the Trumpists that were there. He had there were a couple of them that complained and went after him. One was everything you'd expect. She's
right,
just,
right.
I'm amazed that she remembers to breathe. So stupid. Just so stupid, this woman who got up with a fucking MAGA hat on. inarticulate at best, stupid,
yes,
stereotypical Trumpansee, who had nothing to say except, you know, well, it's Hillary that did it. They should be looking at the, why are they going after the people that really did it? The Comey and the Hillary, mean, and she killed people, you know, she strangled Seth Rich and then
God.
She didn't say that, but I'm exaggerating.
Listen, deplorables, we get it. We fucking get it. Yeah, 2 years, yeah, 2 terms of Obama. You thought a Democrat was going to be elected again, and you probably saw, maybe you thought the end of your days of being the racist white poobah, maybe that was behind you. And all of a sudden you get your guy, your wet dream of a fascist, Hitler, white supremacist, anti-Semitic, dickbag, rapist president comes along. And he's treasonous. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. Oh, they're just so mad. They think Democrats want to take their guy away.
We do.
Absolutely.
I think it's really important that we do our job as a Congress, that we not allow misconduct to go undeterred. I'm confident that if you read Volume 2, you will be appalled at much of the conduct. And I was appalled by it. And that's why I stated what I stated. That's why I came to that conclusion, because I think we can't let conduct like that go unchecked.
I want to salute your courage.
And this turns into like a 2-minute standing O. In his district, and it's a herd of white people. I'm looking around. It's just,
he's always stood up against Trump, right?
Yeah, he's been anti-Trump from a while back. Yeah. He's the guy that there's a MSNBC promo where Kirsten Welker is chasing him down the hallway, and because he had the day before said or tweeted,
if
Trump fired Comey because of what he said on television last night, that you know, hey, I look at this Trump Russia thing,
right.
And I think then he said, I think that's an impeachable offense, and he was attacked by his own party, of course, and she's following him down the hallway, and she's asking him like 80 questions.
Yeah,
he answers everyone with, I have nothing more to add. I have nothing more to add.
Yeah.
I have nothing more to add.
Did he support Trump during the election?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm trying to see if there was a clip of one of the dummies.
That was one of the things that.
Oh, I do have one. Yeah.
I remember at the beginning of his presidency, we talked about this. These Republicans aren't allowed to pretend like they didn't have anything to do with this Donald Trump and clutch their pearls when it's time for him to go, you know?
So, sadly, I can't find a clip of the really, really stupid one.
Yes.
But, you know, you can imagine. But here's one that is a, she looks like younger, looks like maybe college age.
Yes.
Trumpet.
Ooh.
Who is... comes across, you'll be surprised to learn, it's kind of an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Trump,
yes,
supporter. And here's how Justin Amash handles her.
Ooh.
You have spent the last 2 years failing to do your job, which is to directly represent the popular will of your constituents. That is your job.
That's not my
okay?
job. No, I'm
actually,
sorry.
I double checked online before I wrote that in my notes. So it is your job.
I double checked online to see what your job description.
I double checked online. You know, the thing about it is, when you look something up, guys, you don't need to say you went online. It's, of course you went online. We know you didn't go to the fucking library You go on your phone, you're online. We don't need to say online anymore, right? You can just say, I looked it up.
Right.
Of course it's online.
Well, she's a Trump supporter. God. Have I mentioned that? You know, there's...
I looked it up slightly, on AOL.
By definition, slightly less intellect going on.
Oh, shit.
But listen how nasty.
Oh, like, what an asshole.
She doesn't have a question. You know, like, she can make a point. They can't make a point without being just cunt wads.
Right,
she's
right.
Like, you're not doing your job.
Well, I mean...
You're supposed to be sucking Trump's big fat cock.
These are the constituents the Republicans fucking deserve, though. They deserve these motherfuckers. Yeah, these fucking idiots.
This is who they are.
Yep.
So we are.
Before I wrote that in my notes. So it is your job. You further know that impeachment would tear this country apart if it went through when he was removed from office. It would cause a political upheaval in this country people in this generation have never seen before. Possible civil war.
But listen, they're threatening civil war if he is rightfully and lawfully impeached and removed from office, which is possibility 0.0 as long as there's Republicans in the Senate. So her point is it's going to tear the country apart.
But the country has been torn apart.
Exactly.
And the political upheaval lunatic was the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by a fuck ton. And this Trump colluded with Russia. He cheated and he stole the fucking election. That's the fucking upheaval.
In this country, people...
Nah, it's, you know...
In this generation have never seen before possible civil war.
So there you go.
What an
possible
idiot.
Civil war!
What does Amai say to that? It's just like...
I don't have it. That's where
God
it stops.
God damn. Ugh.
Yeah, possible civil war.
No, fuck you. Tear the country apart. What do you think these Trump rallies do?
Well, in the country, like you said, it's torn.
It is torn apart.
It's been torn apart. And Trump is tearing it even more.
And you know, the other side, the racist side, the Republican side, I don't feel like mending that.
Oh, here we go.
You know what I mean? It should be torn apart. I don't want to have anything to do with these fucking racists. What is this?
Loading.
Yes. This is good.
I think this may.
I'll go over here.
This is your typical Trump voter.
Oh,
the Make America Great Again. Yeah, no problem. Let's be respectful.
People were starting to boo.
Jesus Christ.
That's so typical that you boo me because I have a Made America Great hat on again. What? Really? Really?
Let's all be respectful, please.
Yes. If you want to go along...
You hear some asshole saying, that's a liberal. That's a liberal.
That hat is a symbol of fucking racism. And guess what? You're allowed to wear that hat. I'm allowed to call it out for what it the fuck is.
But listen to this rocket scientist.
Damn.
Let's all be respectful, please.
Yes. If you want to go along with violating the public trust, how far does that go? Are we going to look at the Democrats that have done the same thing? And, please, really.
So let's all be respectful.
Fact free.
They want people to be respectful?
Well, he does.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's the moderator there. He doesn't want people killing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is my point exactly. You don't... because they have all, starting with...
See, this is my point exactly. Nobody is giving equal credence to my utter conspiracy theory lies. And you should be paying as much attention to my utter bullshit as all of your facts and science and data.
That loon is worth zero respect. That's what she's worth. Zero fucking respect. I'm sorry. She's wearing that MAGA hat.
And you're wearing your fuck you, black people, gay people, women, Islam, Muslims, etc.
She can suck my dick.
Because they have all, starting with Hillary Clinton, on down, have tried to take over the country by a silent coup.
Hillary Clinton is trying to take over the country by a silent coup.
The coup already happened. The coup was Donald fucking Trump rolling into office. That was the coup, you idiots.
Ooh, yeah.
That was the fucking coup. We've been couped.
We've been poo d'etat.
Yes. Poo d'etat.
Take over the country by a silent coup. But, and it's really...
Please, I ask you all to please be respectful of the person asking the question.
Just, God damn.
He had to stop.
Yes.
Please be respectful of the... idiot asking. Please right, be respectful right. of the person asking the question.
This country of ours is just chock full of
but
maniacs.
This is good
dude.
Though. This is Trump country,
and people are yelling at her,
and more people than not are treating her derisively.
Yeah, that's true. That is good. That is good.
And it's really.
Please, I ask you all to please be respectful of the. Person asking the question.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. This is what Mueller and the Democrats have all tried to, and the deep state, the bureaucrats. I don't know if you've ever dealt with a bureaucrat, but it's just mind-boggling that we have to deal with them.
I think
this is the dumbest.
I
person.
Think the number one is mind-boggling to
right.
you.
She had it. This is a town hall we're listening to.
Yes.
Okay. So anybody can get up there and ask a question?
If selected, yeah.
This is America. This is America. This is sad, dude. She's dumb as shit. No offense. I mean.
But it's just mind-boggling that we have to deal with them. I have a lot of experience. And so.
What's your question?
What's your
question, you fucking
idiot? Question, yeah.
What's your fucking point?
Okay.
Please be respectful. Please be respectful. Please.
My point of view has.
Please be respectful, sir. Sir, please calm down.
Okay,
my
question.
Standing up and yelling at each other now. People are standing up and yelling across the.
That MAGA hat is a symbol of fucking fascism.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to get my view a point across because nobody else has asked a question. Anyway, my question is, how can we become a Democrat when we voted for you as a Republican? Because
what an insult. He's a member of the the Freedom Caucus. He is a libertarian. He is a right-wing nut job. He wants everybody to own guns.
Yes.
He wants government to be drowned in a bathtub. He wants no social programs, all of that.
Fuck him.
But he also read the Mueller report and realizes that the man in the White House is a criminal.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you, Justin Amash, for, you know, doing that. But honestly, for your A rating from the NRA, fuck you.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you.
But listen to her. You're turning into a Democrat because you won't Trump because you won't suck Trump bunghole.
Yeah.
Now you're a Democrat. How dare you? You vote 100%. You have an A rating from that fucking
NRA.
He voted. Kevin McCarthy came out and said this guy votes with Pelosi more than he votes with Trump. Utterly not true. Somebody on telly said that like 90 something percent of the time.
Yes.
Over the past 2 years, he's voted with the Republicans and with Trump.
And for some reason, this Trump shit bothers him for some weird reason.
But to these morons, like this idiot woman here in the MAGA hat.
Boy.
There's a if you aren't with Trump 100% with orange cum drizzling down the corner of your mouth 24/7, that you're a Democrat.
Right. Right.
It's a cult. It's a fucking
dude.
Cult of stupidity.
And when you see people out and about with their fucking MAGA shit, fuck them. That is a sign of fascism. That is a sign of hate and, you know, fuck that.
How can we become a Democrat when we voted for you as a Republican? Because you're just drink the same Kool-Aid as all the Democrats.
Okay, so...
drink the same Kool-Aid.
Listen to that moderator. He's like, okay, so.
No, that's him.
Oh, yeah.
That's Justin Amash.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
he's moderating.
Oh, okay.
let's keep the mic there because I might have some follow-up I want to ask. But first, I have one of the most constitutionally conservative and fiscally conservative voting records in the whole Congress. And in fact, I have...
But you said they should impeach Trump.
I wonder how he feels about women's reproductive rights.
Oh, he doesn't think they should have them.
Fuck this guy.
Well, maybe. He is libertarian. And some of the libertarians tend to come down on the pro-choice side, like your Cokes.
It's not fair that this guy, this Amash, gets to come down on the... I mean, it's not a stretch to say that Trump should be impeached. It's really not. It's not. It's...
But you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
I mean, he's right on that one thing. He's right on that one thing. But everything else, he's just fucking us up.
Conservative and fiscally conservative voting records in the whole Congress. And in fact, I have voted to spend less than any member of Congress in either chamber since I've been in Congress. So I voted for less spending. When I got elected as part of the Tea Party movement, people cared about limited government. They cared about fiscal conservatism, making sure that our government wasn't spending too much. Under the current administration, spending is skyrocketing. So spending has gone way up. And Republicans, unfortunately, haven't said that much about it. And I've continued to vote to reduce spending at the federal level. I talked earlier about how I think we do too many things at the federal level.
See, he's an asshole Republican.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
If you look at my scorecards from conservative groups, I'm at the top of like nearly all the scorecards. So you're not going to find me. I'm not like even a middle of the road Republican when it comes to these scorecards. I'm at the top or near the top of every scorecard. So I haven't changed. I'm who I said I was. I'm a principled constitutional conservative who has stayed consistent regardless of whether we have President Obama in office or President Trump.
Jeez.
I just give him some credit, I guess.
Yeah. Life begins
for
at inception.
Consistent bad ideas.
Yeah. He's a life begins at conception, dude.
Unsurprising. Oh, really?
Yeah. You're a wacko, but thanks for coming out on this issue correctly. Thank you. That's nice of you. I don't know what got into this guy. I mean, honestly, it doesn't make any sense.
So I think it'd be great in 2020 if this guy, I mean, it'd be better if he loses to a Democrat. But if he does win, it would, like in a prime, there's already a lunatic Trump whore asshole dude running against him, primarying him from the Trump right. And it'll be great if he pummels that guy.
This Donald Trump is so crazy. He can make a guy from the Tea Party seem reasonable. Seem reasonable.
Right.
But, wow, that's crazy.
So
that's nuts.
There you go. I guess give him a point or two for sticking to his principles, but his principles are pretty shitty.
A rating.
For the most part. Donald Trump also today hitting the Twitter before Bob Mueller.
He's hitting the Twitter. Any reading? Any policy work? Any meetings with people to do stuff?
Sure, yeah. He's tweeting out Shakespearean sonnets now. His
executive time?
His intellectual critique on... he tweeted... this was kind of surprising. They must have gotten some poll numbers or something.
Yes.
That says... Well, here. 10 hours ago. Republicans cannot allow themselves to again lose the Senate seat in the great state of Alabama. This time it will be for 6 years, not just two. I have, all caps, nothing against Roy Moore.
Right.
And unlike many other Republican leaders, wanted him to win. But he didn't and probably won't. ...
Aww.
Next tweet. If Alabama does not elect a Republican to the Senate in 2020, many of the incredible gains that we have made during my presidency may be lost, including our pro-life victories.
Oh, God.
Roy Moore cannot win, and the consequences will be devastating.
Jesus.
Judges and Supreme Court justices! Exclamation point.
What's with the doom and gloom?
Imagine Roy Moore's dramatic. Roy Moore's probably like, well, what the fuck, man? Shit.
Yeah. Goddamn, Donald. I mean, if the Republican Party doesn't have room for a child rapist, sexual abuser, then I don't know who does. Come on. In Alabama? Exactly. What's going on with the world we live in? You telling me that a guy that used to hang out at the mall trying to pick up underage girls can't get elected to a Senate seat in Alabama? What kind of fucking world are we living in?
Barely. Can't get elected. Barely can't get elected.
What was that thing? He would go to high school football games, and they would assign a cop to tail him to make sure he didn't harass the cheerleaders or the, you know, high school girls or something. Not electable. Not electable. Amazing.
Let's see. Rick Wilson,
the
Republican,
right,
strategist, anti-Trumper for a while now.
That's nice.
I saw his tweet earlier. No, I can't fucking find it.
Right.
He responded to Trump.
Ooh.
To the Roy Moore tweet.
Right.
So that was, what, 10 hours?
That's a bizarre tweet. Like, Trump's tweeting out advice to people. Why doesn't he have Roy Moore's number? Don't all these rapists, sexual abuser types in government, don't they all know each other's contact info?
You think there's a spreadsheet or something?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's what Rick Wilson said. You have nothing against a kid-diddling, pedo-curious, mall-stalking, teen-fondling perv. Nothing against a man who dated, in quotes, minor children when a grown man. Nothing against a goddamn weirdo who's one trip to Thailand short of an Interpol warrant. Nothing? Nothing at all?
Molester Roy Moore, that's what they called him.
Right.
God. I don't understand. I'm surprised Roy Moore doesn't have a place in the cabinet.
Oh, yeah. Really.
I don't get it.
Let's see. He also tweeted.
Yes.
Let's see. Where's that tweet?
What's the name of his fucking horse? Is it
Sassy?
Sassy. Okay.
Roy Shit. Moore's horse, not Rick, yeah. not Rick Wilson's.
Right. I don't know if Rick Wilson has a horse or not.
He may not.
Yes. He's into dressage.
He's also Rick Wilson is a spectacular QAnon shredder.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
loves to go and troll QAnon.
Wait, loons. I thought there would be a huge QAnon response to this.
Well, that's
this
what there
announcement
was
announcement from Mueller.
There was that one tweet that was great that said, something about the, wait a second. You mean Mueller didn't announce that Hillary and Barack Obama
yes.
have been arrested in a global pedophile ring?
What happened? That's what I was looking forward to. It didn't happen.
Yeah. They're upset today.
Yes.
He tweeted, shorter Mueller.
Right.
Quote, over to you, Nancy.
Damn. Crazy.
Somebody tweeted, Trump sits on a throne of lies.
Yes.
And then Rick Wilson said, and it smells of meat and cheese.
Right.
Gross.
Cheeseburgers.
So there you go. If you want to read Rick Wilson's book, which is
yes.
Everything Trump Touches Dies. I bought it.
Right.
And
did you like it?
I listened to it on Audible. You go to crabdiving.com/audible to join Audible and listen to some books and shit. It was really good.
You know, I listened
it's
to
really
it.
Funny.
Right.
I mean, you know, before Trump, I would have considered Rick Wilson the left bollock of Satan.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what happens, right? But, he fucks,
you know,
everything up.
Enemy of my enemy kind of a thing.
Well, our perspective's all fucked up. We're sitting around here talking about how great Justin Amash is to stand up to Donald Trump, which is notable. That's nice. But he does have an A rating for the NRA.
And
I can't think of anything else but that. That's fucked up. Is he fine with school shootings? Does he not give a fuck? Does he think we should have AR-15s? What is his fucking problem? Jesus.
Yeah, all of the above.
People are getting shot to death in this country from these fucking guns, but thank you for standing up for this impeachment thing. We appreciate that. That's good. Easy to take what you can get.
2 hours ago, Rick Wilson tweeted, "It's the small discoveries of the big vulnerabilities of the huge egos that satisfy the most."
Yeah. Yes.
Then he retweeted a quote from Chris Christie was on telly.
Hello.
And said on the Mueller report, quote, Mueller definitely contradicts what the attorney general said when he summarized the report.
No, okay. Jeez.
And Rick Wilson said, "Hey, Jared, hey, remember me?" Now, remember, Chris Christie is the guy
yes.
that put Jared's daddy in
right.
jail
right.
for his bullshit. Yeah.
And also, Chris Christie's the dude that shut down the beach and closed down the bridge.
Well, you know.
What happened with all
that?
I'm
not saying he's good.
No. I'm just curious what he's doing. Like, no one's investigating him for that. At all.
They did.
Yeah. The beach thing, though. He shut down a beach.
Well,
and
that
then he
wasn't
went
illegal.
There.
That was asshole-ish. It wasn't illegal.
Yeah. I mean, he cleared out a whole beach, though.
They closed the beaches because of a budget.
Right.
They closed, like, it was like a government shutdown in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's the governor. He can, he can have private, he can go to the yeah. beach, and he did.
And his approval rating, did it suffer because of it? His approval
well,
rating
at the time
was,
it was single digits anyway, yeah. so it didn't matter much. He was like, "Fuck you! I got a 8% approval rate. I don't give a shit. I'm going to the beach with my family."
I mean, it weirds me out when I see Chris Christie on these talk shows. Like, he's not a lunatic. Like, they treat him like a normal fucking person. I don't understand that. He's crazy.
Funny though, sometimes he's one of the few Republicans that can be kind of funny.
Ugh, God, yeah.
In his assholery. Really,
yes,
when it comes
yes.
down to it.
And at someone's expense, surely.
Well, he's a Republican.
Yes.
So that's their only humor.
Right.
We also have, Michael Wolff is coming out with a new book.
Ooh, yes.
The Fire and Fury guy.
Oh, I read that one. That's good.
I also downloaded that one on.
Yes.
On Audible.
I did that too.
Listen to it.
Right.
Is
that the book where Don McGahn had to explain how the economy works to Donald? Or am I getting that mixed up with another book?
I know. I mean, I really, they're kind of bleeding together. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember.
The one where he eats paper and wine or something.
Yeah. I don't know. That was Omarosa.
Oh, okay. That's just one of her stories, right?
Yes.
He eats paper.
I actually didn't get Omarosa's book, but
damn,
maybe should.
Yeah.
This is Steve Bannon.
Oh, the blotch Nazi.
Steve Bannon, who's running around Europe trying to
Nazify
Europe.
Thank you. How did Donald Trump find the one guy to be his what was Steve Bannon to Trump? His like senior advisor or something.
Yeah.
Why do you have to pick the one guy that's trying to turn the country into a fucking fascist fuckstorm?
Not the one guy.
Well, yeah, there's lots of guys.
He was good at it. I mean, obviously it worked.
Yeah.
Obviously whatever Bannon wanted Trump to do, it worked.
Bannon hasn't been subpoenaed to talk to anybody.
I thought he talked to Mueller.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Shit.
I have to look that up now. The former White House advisor, Steve Bannon.
Oh, God. He's so ugly.
In the new Michael Wolff book.
Yes.
Siege, Trump Ooh. Under Fire.
Damn.
Due June 4th.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon
right.
to get the book to pre-order yes. or go to crabdiving.com/Audible to pre-order the audio version.
Make us rich. Tell your friends about our podcast.
In the book, Steve Bannon describes the Trump Organization as a criminal entity and predicts that the investigations into the Trump finances will lead to his downfall.
Shit.
when it is revealed that, quote, he is not the billionaire he said he was. He's just another scumbag.
Damn. Well, wait, we know that, though. We know that from real estate bullshit, right?
Right, but once some of the maggots see the actual numbers and we find out that he may not actually be an actual billionaire.
Yes.
He thinks that's going to be. And he's right. He's been right about the Trump Nation from the beginning. So Bannon may have a little better insight into the deplorables than others. And he thinks that that'll be where they'll start to be like, oh, wait a second. He's not as rich as he said he was.
What does Steve Bannon do? Like, how is he turning the country, the globe fascist? Does he go to a country? He's like, hey, guys, what's going on? Do you guys want to be fascists?
Yeah.
I'll help you.
Well, he meets with the local goose steppers.
Yes.
To try to help them organize and try to help them politically and with their messaging and blah, blah, blah. Try to get more of this isolationist right wing dickery This immigrants are bad.
Yes.
Break up the EU.
We're not allowed to stop any. I understand in our country, we don't have these laws about hate speech, right? Because in Europe, you're not allowed to say like certain things. You're not allowed to be anti-Semitic. You're not allowed to wear like Nazi memorabilia
and swastikas
bullshit.
And stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's against the law, right?
In Germany.
We don't have that here.
Correct.
Yeah. We need it.
You know? In one key passage of the book, Bannon is reported as saying he believes investigations of Trump's financial history will provide the proof of the underlying criminality of his eponymous company.
Yes.
Wolf writes, quote, Trump was vulnerable because of 40 years he had run what increasingly seemed to resemble a semi-criminal enterprise.
Damn.
He then quotes Bannon as saying, I think you can drop the semi part.
What was the point, though? Why would Bannon want to work? I mean, if Bannon knew that the downfall of Trump would be his finances,
didn't care.
Why does he get behind that president if he's not going to last? Because he thinks, because he's already accomplished shit, right? It's already a win Steve Bannon.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good, good. Great.
He was a major source for Fire and Fury, among other claims in that book. He labeled as treasonous the infamous Trump Tower meeting between Trump Jr.
Shit.
I love it. Jared Kushner, Manafort, and that Russian lawyer.
Oh, God.
Veselnitskaya.
Nine.
I think is her name. Amidst publicity surrounding Fire and Fury.
Yes.
Bannon was ejected from circles close to Trump and lost his position at Breitbart News.
Oh.
Which he shouldn't have had.
Right. Why shouldn't he have had that position?
Well, he stepped away while he was in the White House.
Okay.
He had no influence whatsoever on what was going on over at Breitbart anymore, Ryan.
He just calls somebody up and say, hey, we need this story to be, you know, we need to push this story.
I guess in this book, Wolf focuses more on Trump's financial affairs.
Yes.
Investigations into Trump's business dealings, spearheaded by the Southern District of New York, have shuttered the president's charity already and have seen the Trump organization chief financial officer and Alan Weisselberg receive immunity for testimony in investigations of Michael Cohen.
They can't be trusted to run a charity, man. I mean, you know, and they're running the country. That's crazy. That's some crazy shit.
Then it goes on and talks about we know he lost over $1 billion from 1985 to 94.
Damn. Must have been a tough time, Donald.
We also recently found out that Deutsche Bank.
Yes.
Flagged concerns over possible money laundering.
Nobody cared.
Through some transactions involving legal entities controlled by Trump.
Yes.
And Jared Kushner.
Oh, shit.
Some of the transactions involved individuals in Russia that were flagged, but the bank did not act for some reason. And Congress is right now investigating. That's Maxine.
Oh, shit, man.
And the Southern District of New York.
Right.
And I believe the Attorney General of New York.
Yes.
Who loads her some Trump.
Oh, shit.
Is looking into that shit, too.
God damn. You remember that part in Fire and Fury when Steve Bannon shows up in the book for the first time as the campaign manager? And he shows
up. He's my favorite character in the book. Yeah.
It's really, he shows up and nobody's at Trump Tower. Nobody's there.
He's pissed. There's nothing going on.
And he calls Jared. He's like, hey, where the fuck are you? This dickhead's on some boat somewhere partying. Mm-hmm. If Steve Bannon hadn't came along, Donald Trump, I don't know that
probably
he would
be president.
He wouldn't be elected. Oh, God.
In the new book, Michael Wolff quotes Bannon as saying that he believes that Trump, the investigations into the finances will cut adrift even Trump's most ardent supporters.
Shit.
Quote, this is where there isn't a witch hunt, even for the hardcore. This is where he turns into just a crooked business guy. One who's worth about $50 million instead of $10
billion. Oh, my God. Is it that? I mean, $50 million, that's a lot.
He said, not the billionaire he said he was, just another scumbag.
Wow. Says a scumbag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf also goes into detail about that property deal.
Where Trump laundered all the money?
Yeah. 2004 Palm Beach property involving now disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes. Oh, is this the guy?
I love how they say now disgraced.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy who had underage fuck airlines, right?
And, yeah, he and had an under, island. Didn't he have an island?
Nymphets, yeah.
Yes.
And the Putin-friendly oligarch Dmitry Ribolovlev. The author writes, earned Trump $55 million without putting up a dime.
Shit.
Epstein, they say, invited Trump to see a $36 million Palm Beach mansion he planned to buy. According to Wolf, Trump went behind Epstein's back to buy the foreclosed property.
Oh, shit.
For around $40 million, a sum Epstein had reason to believe Trump couldn't raise in his own right.
Right.
But he did buy it through an entity called Trump Properties LLC, which was entirely financed by Deutsche Bank.
And he, the Russian person that bought it overpaid, right?
Epstein says that he knew Trump. Epstein knew that Trump had been loaning out his name in real estate deals for a fee, and suspected that in his case, Trump was fronting for the property's real owners.
Shit.
So this is that where this money laundering might come in. So Trump may have been making money doing real estate deals under his name, but he was actually fronting for some Russian oligarchs so that they could buy the properties and launder the money.
Right. So for some gangsters, some fucking Russian mafia motherfuckers. He lends his good name to that. That's amazing.
Epstein then threatened to expose the deal. As the dispute increased, he found himself under investigation by Palm Beach police. According to Wolf, Trump made only minor improvements and put the house back on the market for $125 million. So he bought it for 40.
And he flipped it for $125 million.
Yeah.
Wow, he must be good at that.
It was then purchased by $96 million. By Ribolovlev.
So he bought it for $40 million.
Part of a circle of government-aligned industrialists in Russia, thereby earning Trump $55 million without risking any of his own money.
Shit. And this is all so these Russian guys could launder their cash, right?
Wolf presents two theories as to how the deal worked. First, perhaps Trump merely earned a fee for hiding the real owner. A shadow owner, quite possibly being funneled cash by Ribolovlev for other reasons beyond the value of the house. Second, he suggests the real owner of the house and the real buyer were one and the same. He says Ribolovlev may have, in fact, paid himself for the house, thereby cleaning the additional $55 million for the second purchase of the house. This, he writes, is Donald Trump's world of real estate.
Damn. So does that happen all the time?
They're looking into it. Yeah. This the Russian money laundering. That's why Deutsche Bank got hit with so many sanctions in Europe, because they found out that Deutsche Bank was cleaning Russian money, financing deals like this to cleanse Russian money.
And there's probably other properties owned by Donald that have that the same thing happen, right?
Quite possibly.
I mean, why wouldn't it?
And that's what he doesn't want people to know.
Why? Then why would he be president? The only reason we know any of this is because the motherfucker decided to be president.
Well, yeah, and he's because he's dumb, and he thought that he would be king and could quash anything that came his way because he's president.
Right.
And he was all upsetty pants. Remember Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you recused yourself? If I knew you were going to recuse yourself, I would have picked somebody else.
Jesus. I mean, doesn't he remember how he treated Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? Doesn't he remember that?
I'm sure he still treats them that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so why would he want to be president and go through someone doing that to him?
He didn't.
Oh, that's right. I keep fucking forgetting that. He didn't want to win, right?
I don't think so. I don't think he thought he had a prayer, but he was going to get in and raise his cred.
Yeah.
And then go back to NBC and say, I want more for the opinion.
Was there anybody in that organization, in the Trump administration, they won, their first thought, someone must have thought, we're all going to jail. Because now all this shit's going to come out because we fucking won.
Right, Melania was crying on the night of the election. There was that story, right? Like everybody was upset.
I mean, you know,
Trump looked shell shocked. That was in Fire and Fury, I think. The night of the election looked shell shocked, and that Melania, the same Melania, was crying.
Yeah, because
not happy tears.
Oh yes, not tears of joy.
No,
yeah,
she didn't sign up for that.
Right. I mean, if he hadn't have won, but he still did all this Russian collusion shit, no one would have found out about it, do you think? Or do you still
think something would have been? Mean, maybe not, unless somebody yapped.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
Dumb.
God. It's insane.
Thanks for joining. Holy shit, look at the time. It's flying by today. Oh, thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and all over the fucking place.
That's right.
Thanks for giving us thumbs up and stars and good reviews and all that stuff.
Tell your friends about the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, on Stitcher, and Spotify.
And thanks for buying stuff through Amazon.
Oh, yes.
Portal, it tickles us in good places. I've got a story about, we talked about Roy Moore.
Yes.
Trump tweeting. I guess Don Jr. piled on too.
To Roy Moore?
Don Jr.
He's my favorite.
It said, on Tuesday, Trump Jr. sparred on Twitter with Moore.
Yes.
After Moore suggested that Alabama GOP rep Bradley Byrne, who is currently in the Senate race, is worried that Moore could win the election.
Why does Don Jr. give a fuck about the Alabama election? It's just he wants to get in on this Twitter thing, you think?
Oh, yeah, and he wants to be in politics. Is the word that's out there.
Imagine being related to your Trump's son. He's going through all this bullshit and he wants to be in politics.
That's crazy. Not real bright.
No, he's not. So. My thing would be, as soon as I get out of this shit, I'm leaving and I'm never looking back. I don't want to end up in jail or something.
Roy Moore tweeted something about this Alabama rep worried that Moore could win.
Yes.
The guy who I think is running, Alabama GOP rep Bradley Byrne, has entered the Senate race, and
yes.
Roy Moore tweeted at him, he's worried I'd win if I join, if I get in. And then Trump Jr. tweeted at Roy Moore, you mean like last time? You're literally the only candidate who could lose a GOP seat in pro-Trump, pro-USA Alabama. Running for office should never become a business model. If you actually care about MAGA more than your own ego, it's time to ride off into the sunset, Judge.
Jeez. Wow, that's harsh.
Damn.
God damn. But Don, think about it. I would think about it like this. All these horrible stories came out about Roy Moore. I mean, doing shit to kids. Molester Roy Moore was his hashtag. And he almost won. I think you got to give it up to him for that. I mean, amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing that that guy nearly won and he's so fucking heinous.
Roy Moore, in a now deleted tweet, shot back at the jizz puddle of,
yes.
Trump.
Jizz puddle.
Roy Moore tweeted, "Before you were born, my dad did ride off into the sunset to a place called Vietnam, where he fought for our country. He respects and supports the president." Roy Moore's father is still alive.
Oh, my. That's not true. There's no fucking way.
He respects
70s, right?
He respect. Wait, is this Roy Moore Jr.?
It's got to be his kid, right?
The drug addict kid?
Oh, yeah. He has some issues, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crimes, not right, just right. You know, not just the like shenaniganry, not just not just drugs,
right?
I think this is Roy.
No shit,
I think this is Roy. Before he respects and supports the president, but only God will make America great again. FYI,
thank you.
FYI.
Jesus.
Thank you, Roy. It's good to know.
Trump Jr. has previously criticized Republican candidates he sees as unelectable. Last year, the president's eldest son urged West Virginia Republicans to reject Don Blankenship. Cocaine Mitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
John,
oh,
Don
that
Blankenship.
Guy. That guy was something else.
In the primary because he felt Blankenship would be vulnerable in a general election.
Yes.
Trump Jr. wrote at the time, "No more fumbles like Alabama."
Yes.
So I guess...
Guys.
Not a big Roy Moore fan.
No, hey, Don Jr., you're a fumble. Right? He's a fumble.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jeez. He should have been sucked out into a medical waste bin.
I don't know what this is. This is Roy Moore. I don't know, squealing about something.
The complaint, you're going to see a political conspiracy. And even the press should be able to see a political conspiracy.
Oh, this is the political conspiracy accused him of going after underage girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what it is. We've got it documented. I'm prepared to go through depositions. I've taken a lie detector test. Have you heard anybody else taking a lie detector test? I don't think so. We're saying that this has been warped by the press and by the media so that people have been blinded and cannot see the truth.
Blinded by facts?
Yeah, and it's just really sad that they don't seem to care that he was literally removed from the Alabama Supreme Court twice.
For not doing his job.
For not following the law. A judge who will not follow the law.
God damn.
First time for the ridiculous 10 fucking commandments monstrosity put up in his office or some shit
outside
of his office. And they said, "You can't do that." And he said, "Fuck you." And then they said, "You can't do that." A higher court said that. And he said, "Fuck you." And they said, "Okay, you're out."
You know, it's so.
Second time was gay marriage.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
He ordered all the judges in the state to not recognize.
Right.
Same sex.
To not follow the law.
After the Obergefell decision.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's fucking bananas. I forgot what I was going to say. Shit. Ah, damn it.
So Roy Moore versus Don Jr. was was what started that.
Perfect. Perfect. What an asshole.
I've got...
Sassy.
A story here.
Didn't he ride on stage to announce his candidacy for the Senate on his horse with a little tiny gun and a...
He had a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
But he rode his horse to vote.
Oh, okay.
And then...
God, dude.
But... he showed up at a political rally and was talking about, walking around with carrying a gun and pulled out his little old man pea shooter.
Oh, good.
That was in his pocket to show everybody, look, I'm armed right now in case any Negroes storm the place.
You know that video, speaking of guns, you know that video with the woman is pulled a gun on some people walking through a mobile home park for some fucking reason? You know that video I'm talking about that we watched?
She's racist. It's a KOA.
It's a KOA. Oh, it's a campground.
The two black people and their dog We're looking for a place to picnic. So I think they're married. The wife, regardless, said that she Googled a nearby lake.
Yes.
So they went there and found some picnic tables and shit. They didn't know they were on KOA property.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they didn't see any signs or anything. And they were just, they had their dog. They were unloading their car and up waddles an ancient. This is Mississippi, by
right.
the way. A Mississippi
Trump voter.
Mississippi KOA.
Do you think she's a Trump voter?
Undoubtedly. waddles up, and normal people would say, you know, excuse me, do you have a reservation?
Right.
No, we don't. We didn't realize we're on this property. Okay, yes. Well, you know, you're going to have to leave. This is private property. Oh, okay, thanks. We'll move on.
Yeah.
She walks up to him and is like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? and then pulls out her gun. Pulls out a gun
right.
and holds it at her side because it's two blacks
yes.
talking to her. And the woman the woman starts, of course, with her cell phone.
Yes.
And the lady's all, then she's all nice and stuff.
Right, right.
She kind of puts the gun away. She's like, why are you pulling your gun at me? Why didn't you just walk up to me and say this in the first place like a normal human?
Yeah.
You walk up with a gun. And they said at one point she was even telling them to get like dogs on the porch. You guys got to get. Get out of here. Get.
But she puts a gun in her pocket.
Yeah.
It's weird, dude. It's like, doesn't that seem precarious? Doesn't that seem dangerous?
That's where she had it.
God, I don't know how people carry a gun in their pocket. It's like, can it go off? I mean, sometimes you put your iPhone in your pocket and you butt dial people.
Well, I wonder if she, like, you know, saw the brown people and grabbed it. Like, I don't know that she
yeah, you're
necessarily
right.
walks
yeah, yeah.
around.
She grabbed it and ran out there. They're coming.
You can see that on our Facebook page. It's a visual.
Yeah.
to see the videos of it, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You know, she's bizarre.
I think we tweeted it too. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
On the Twitter. But that's Trump's America.
Perfect.
She got fired, by the way,
yes.
even in Mississippi from a KOA.
Campground, dude.
KOA not happy.
Right.
With her.
Well, of course not. I mean, you're in charge. What did she do at the campground? Was she in charge of it?
I think she was a manager or something.
How many other times has she done that then? This isn't the first time she's pulled a gun on people. I'm sorry. I bet it's not.
Well, it depends on how many blacks have shown up to,
yeah, yeah.
to camp at the KOA.
But didn't we learn from a survey that people that carry guns are more likely to escalate an argument? Or
For example.
This person,
there
right?
There's utterly no reason for her to pull out her gun as she approached these people. They were picnicking.
I mean, it must happen every now and then, right? People are walking around. You see a
well,
nice
she's
green
okay
space.
With the black, with the white
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that's
mean.
True. That's true.
Although she never says anything, she's like, "You N-words, get out of here." She never says anything like that. So, of course, in the comments, the racists and the
yes.
Trump supporters are saying, you're making it about race. Nowhere does she say it's racial. And everyone is like, come the fuck on.
Well,
if it was a white couple
yeah,
with
yeah.
their dog, that gun would not have seen sunshine.
And if that camera was not there, it would be different.
Probably.
If she
yeah.
wasn't being held accountable for her bullshit,
yeah.
it, you know. I love that she lost her job, though.
Fired.
Good.
Yep, yep, yep.
Can't just pull a gun on somebody because you're nuts.
Well, the I've got a story here.
Yes.
This is good news.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I'm
good news with a caveat.
Proud of the official religion of crab diving.
Yay.
The Satanic Temple.
Hail Satan, baby.
Who, in light of the Supreme Court's decision on abortion.
Yes.
The Indiana law on right. abortion. Ruling that the Indiana law signed by Pence, who was governor at the time, requiring abortion clinics to bury or cremate fetal remains can stay in place. The Satanic Temple has now issued a statement.
Yes.
Using their new status as an IRS-approved religious organization.
Oh, okay. Damn.
We did that story a couple months ago.
Right.
to create a faith-based exemption to the new rule, citing one of their seven fundamental tenets, which you can find on the website or in all of their literature.
Right.
One of their fundamental beliefs of their religion, one of their commandments.
Yes.
They've now said, one of the Satanic Temple's fundamental tenets is the inviability of one's body. Members of the Satanic Temple believe that non-viable fetal tissue is part of a woman who carries it. And as such, state impositions of ceremonial requirements dictating its disposal, barring any plausible medical or sanitary concerns, is in violation of the Satanic Temple's free exercise.
Bam!
Of allowing Satanists to contextualize the termination of a pregnancy on their own terms.
Right. They don't have to, if you're a Satanist, you don't have to bury your fetus, right?
They're telling their members, you do not have to. Don't do it.
What?
Claim a religious exemption.
Yes.
Dare them to try to challenge you because of all these fucking religious exemptions.
They're gonna get sued, man.
They're carving out for the Christianists everywhere.
Ooh.
They have to carve out
right.
this religious exemption for the Satanic Temple.
Yeah. I love that. That's our religion. That's our religion,
the
man.
Official religion of crab diving. We are members.
Fuck y'all.
That's K-Voice, right? Bought us.
No, that's right. Listen to K-Voice.
K-Voice, voice of resistance.
Ooh, wee wee.
Bought us a membership.
Right. Thank you.
Lifetime
membership, or do we have to renew that shit?
I don't think you have to renew it.
Am I always washed in the blood of Satan? I don't have to do anything for that?
You don't necessarily believe Satan exists, but sure.
Okay.
They follow the literary construct of Satan.
Yes.
The Satanic Temple affirms that this rule violates religious beliefs and asserts that our members may refuse to adhere.
Fuck you. Right.
There you go.
That's awesome. That's a victory. That's good news. That's not even good news with the caveat, right?
God, you know, I want to read the text of this ridiculous law, because we talked about this yesterday. At what point? What gets buried again? Are you breaking the law if you get a pharmaceutical based abortion?
Yes,
and that's not the morning after pill. There
right.
are, you know, if you're early in the first trimester, they give you pills.
Yes.
To terminate the pregnancy.
Right,
and the tiny little bunch of cells.
Yes.
Goes away.
Murderer.
drops out in the toilet.
Yes. How do you bury that?
Well, what at what point? Are you breaking the law then if you don't get a ladle?
Right.
And
a ladle?
And into the toilet to bring out.
That's how I would do it. I would have to get a ladle. I would get a ladle, put it in a Tupperware dish.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, and then bury it like that. I don't know what else you would do.
So it says, to be clear, members of the Satanic Temple will not be made to pay for these punitive, superfluous, and insulting burials.
Yes.
We claim exemption on religious liberty grounds, and we will certainly prevail in the courts if we are forced to fight.
Of course.
It's time that petty, sanctimonious panderers like Vice President Pence, who signed this law as governor, come to realize that religious liberty means freedom from unreasonable government imposition upon religious opinion and practice, not his own freedom to impose a particular religiously dictated practice upon the electorate whom he serves.
Hail Satan!
So there you go.
Hell yeah. Fuck you. Man, it blows my mind that Mike Pence is Donald Trump's vice president. I mean, it's just fucking nuts. He's one of the craziest GOP loads out there. And this motherfucker's vice president.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yep, yep, yep.
Why did anybody think Donald Trump was going to turn into a moderate or be more of an independent on social issues? Why did anyone think that?
Because he was.
Yeah.
Before.
Right.
We don't believe he was anti-abortion before.
Right? He's not anti-abortion now, Pat.
I would agree with you on that one.
Yes.
I think he's lying.
Oh, I think. How many?
He's now pro-life.
How many abortions has he paid for? Donald Trump. More than five.
We have to talk to Cohen.
More than five.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, it's none of my business. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's only.
I mean, I think he has definitely paid for A, at least. And the odds are probably good more than A.
And it's germane to the situation because he wants to take women's health care away. The right to health care.
Yes. Yep. So kudos to the Satanic Temple.
Hell yeah.
And let's see these Christo fucks try to justify trying to subjugate the Satanic Temple's now legally mandated religious beliefs.
Well, you know, they'll just say it's bullshit. But then a court will tell them that it's not, and that's going to be nice.
Right.
It's going to be real nice.
And that's the point of the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
Is this point exactly.
Right.
To show the religious hypocrisy of this fucking country and the Christian privilege that they enjoy.
Yeah.
And have enjoyed.
Right.
And wrongly have enjoyed. And they're now screaming persecution because people are waking the fuck up and saying, take your cross out of my holes.
Absolutely, dude.
They're losing privilege is why it's like white men.
Right.
Losing privilege, losing their top status.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Ooh. We're going to be equal to everybody else. What are you crazy?
God, I still hate the fact that an atheist has to be called an atheist for not believing anything. That just seems nuts to me.
That's going to be a while.
God, dude.
We have a I guess you remember during the 2018 midterms.
Yes.
We did a story about this asshole that was in Georgia.
Okay.
I
well,
that narrows it down.
More specific.
Michael Williams, former Republican candidate for Georgia governor. We did the story about him last year when he held a deportation bus tour to sanctuary cities in the state.
Oh, okay.
Remember he had a bus?
Yeah.
That he went around, he was running.
But wait.
And he was called it the deportation bus.
But Brian Kemp was doing the same thing, right? He was driving around with his pickup saying he was looking for illegals.
He also had a, yeah.
Okay.
The former state senator has been found guilty, ordered to serve 4 years of probation, more than 100 hours of community service, and pay a $5,000 fine after pleading guilty to insurance fraud.
Oh, shit.
Making false statements and falsely reporting a crime.
Damn.
These are moral.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
The party of law and order and morality.
Family values.
Yeah.
It's a party of family values.
Driving around with a deportation bus.
Oh, my God.
Those are the real criminals. These evil Mexicans who want to bring their children here and have a better life and will take shit jobs for criminally low pay to try to have their family survive. But no, this guy's a good Christian.
You know, it's interesting. If those Donald Trump and all the racists, they'll call certain countries shithole countries, right?
Well, Trump did.
Well, because they believe they're shithole countries.
Yes.
But when you have people fleeing, and I'm not using shithole countries, it's his word, fleeing shithole countries, and then you don't believe their claim for asylum. How does that make any sense? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
He was also accused of lying to the FBI over the case.
Jeez.
He pleaded guilty to the crimes, was sentenced under the state's First Offender Act. Under the act, those who successfully complete their sentence will not have a conviction. You know, it gets purged from there. They have that
states
where they'll give you a mulligan sometimes on your first offense if you serve your time. Then it'll make it go away.
Right.
He previously served as co-chair of Trump's presidential campaign in Georgia.
Of course.
You mean, Trump had somebody corrupt working?
Oh, wow. That's working so on his campaign.
Weird. That's amazing.
Ooh, yeah.
During the campaign for Georgia's governorship, he said he would use his deportation bus to find immigrants in the country illegally and, quote, send them back where they came from.
Oh, God.
We're not just going to track them and watch them roam around our state. We're going to put them on the bus and send them home.
This is the Gestapo kind of shit, right?
He came in fifth out of five.
Oh, well, good.
For the primary.
Yes. What an asshole.
That Kemp won.
Ugh, shit. Didn't they have, who was the crazy person that worked for Donald Trump's campaign that there was a shooting incident in a car or something? There was some fucking wild shit.
Don't remember.
Yeah, I thought it was in the South somewhere, like Carolina. He was just saying that he gets all these shitty people to work for him. There's one guy got in an argument with somebody, and I swear to God, somebody got their kneecap shot off or something.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations, Louisiana.
Oh, yes.
Republican jizz drizzles of the legislature there,
right,
have now approved a heartbeat abortion bill with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Perfect, guys.
And we'll be sending the measure to Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat.
Oh my God, you motherfucker!
And he has already indicated he will sign it because he ran as a pro-life candidate.
Does he get money from the Democrats to run?
Well, we did that story the other day about how the national Democrats, some of them are getting pissed because they're saying the same thing. Why are we sending money to John Bel Edwards?
Yeah.
But he's got a list of other shit where he stands on the right side.
Yeah.
It seems like the only stuff the only bad side he's on is abortion.
Women's rights are human rights. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't give a fuck. This guy can feel however he feels about it. If he thinks we need a fetal heartbeat law, then fuck him. He's a wacko. And if you got an A rating from the fucking NRA, suck a cock.
Louisiana will become the fifth state in recent months to pass a heartbeat law, including Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio.
Woo-hoo!
A flurry of other states have passed or taken up their own laws in recent months.
There's nothing else these states could be doing, right, to help themselves. There's nothing else they need to work on in these states. It's just this abortion shit, right?
Oh, everything's perfect in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're right in the top. Didn't we find out yesterday? They're in the top three for everything. Education.
Oh, shit, yes.
Cost of living and
mass transit.
All that. Yeah, yeah. Actually, Mississippi, Louisiana,
right,
and Alabama are the bottom three states to live in the United States.
At least God will love you because you're protecting the loads.
The law in Louisiana actually has built in that it will only take effect if a similar bill from Mississippi is upheld in the federal appeals court. So at least they're not forcing the constituents, the taxpayers, to pay yet.
God.
With legislation to start to sue to fight it. They're saying, look, ours will only take effect if the appellate court rules that Mississippi's is okay.
So they're just throwing they're just betting, right?
They all admit it.
Oh, God.
They are now,
fucked up.
They're not even calling them trap laws anymore. They are just, they're blatantly putting it out there that this, we are sending the worst, most heinous laws we can because we want the court to take up Roe versus Wade again and overturn it.
What kind of fucking Democrat signs this?
John Bel Edwards.
Jesus Christ.
Louisiana will be signing it.
Hey, John, when you go to little governor's conferences and shit and you're hanging out with your Democratic colleagues, do they ostracize you? Do they look at you oddly? I mean, you know.
Don't know.
You're not pro-choice, you wacko. It's 2019. There's a fucking Democratic governor who's not pro-choice.
John Bel Edwards.
That's crazy. I mean, that's nuts.
We do have only about a couple of minutes left, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Let me see if I have a really quick story.
Yes.
Here.
Ooh.
Let's end on some good news. Well,
okay.
Do we have time for this? This was actually earlier this month. I've been hanging on to this one.
Okay.
Do you remember the tornado? I think it was in Missouri.
Yes.
When Wolf Blitzer asked.
I can barely be human after seeing that. It's so douchey, dude. It's just, ugh.
Inexplicably asked a woman who was standing in what used to be her house, who got out in time. He said, you thank God for the miracle you got out, though, right? Do you thank God? And she looked at him and she went, I'm an atheist.
I mean, God.
And then
damn.
He laughed. She was very nice about it.
Yes.
But it kind of highlighted how these mainstream media pushing this bullshit. There was another guy with the tornadoes recently who were like, well, you know, oh, well, this is a miracle that you survived. Do you think it's a miracle? Do you know?
It must be something where you're at a horrible fucking storm site. You're Wolf Blitzer. You ran through all the shit that you have to say. I mean, I don't know. What do you say when you're covering like the wreckage of a hurricane or a tornado?
Well, yeah. And talking to people.
Yeah.
How did you feel? How do you feel looking at your disaster of a house?
Shitty.
Well, this was, this happened a couple weeks ago. A military chartered plane took off from Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Scheduled to land, in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, fuck.
It slid off the runway. Ugh. Due to thunderstorms in the area, landing in a shallow part of the St. John's River.
Perfect.
All 136 passengers, 7 crew members survived.
Yes.
21 were taken to hospital just to be safe.
Hello.
Fortunately, it was okay. But here's a little bit of the TV coverage.
Oh, my God.
Would you call that a miracle that there were no serious injuries?
So this is This is a journalist, and I'm putting that in quotes, asking the spokesperson, Captain Michael Connor, of the Jacksonville something, JFRD.
Oh, the airport?
Jacksonville International Fire Rescue Department,
I think.
Oh,
okay.
So she asks him, do you call it a miracle? And listen to this.
Of course, an understatement.
Would you call that a miracle that there were no serious injuries?
Oh, I don't take that kind of approach to anything. I'm much more of a secular kind of guy.
Tom.
Wow.
Boom. Jacksonville, Florida.
Damn. Thank you. Did he get fired?
I don't take that kind of approach. I'm a secular kind of guy.
That's what I want to hear from somebody flying a fucking plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want you praying.
He's the rescue guy.
Okay, well.
He's in charge of the rescue people.
Yes.
But how fucking refreshing is that?
That's amazing. That's fucking amazing. Wolf Blitzer, did you hear that?
And we got to get out of here. Meanwhile, today I saw a story about these tornadoes, and somebody took a picture of a house.
Oh.
And what was sitting there
Jeebus.
That didn't get destroyed? A Bible. A book! A book! And in the picture, there's the Bible sitting there and a couple of other things that survived.
Yes.
One is like a pink plastic squirt gun.
Right.
All hail the squirt gun god!
Yeah, why don't we...
Makes just as much fucking
it's
sense.
It's crazy.
We got it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy of the stand-up variety somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy, or go to his website, ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.